anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hands. So just let me tell you.
About God, because even though I'm not perfect,
He would never leave
me. My story
proves that God can,
and my deliverance. What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know
my story.
It
would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
And it's through my testimony,
through my testimony
that I overcome.
And the blood you shed delivered us.
I've been delivered. I've been set free. And now I have a testimony.
Your
favor.
Thank
you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor upon me.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous. God is my story.
Life and favor upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've done.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up? To sing this one, look somebody in the face and say,
can't imagine what I'm going through.
God did it.
God did it.
I can't take credit for it.
Everything I've gone through.
Say it, Lejeune.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend, tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. In reverence to God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh this morning. This another wonderful opportunity to be in this worship service, to be in fellowship with the believers, and to know that you have a word for your people. Now, Lord, take us out of self and allow your spirit to dwell and deal with us through the word. Meet us and minister to us there for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to call your attention to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 23. Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 23. Recorded are these words. They shall comfort you, when ye see their ways and their doings, and ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated in his presence. For just a little while, I want to talk about comforting thoughts. Comforting thoughts. He says, they shall comfort you when ye see their ways and their doings. And ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, said the Lord God. Much of the message of Ezekiel has thus far been about judgment. Here is an encouraging verse that is one of the great comforts in the text, and it speaks of comfort from conduct and comfort from cause. And when we look at this word more closely, we begin to understand the comfort that comes from conduct. Look at what it says. They shall comfort you when ye see their ways and their doings. Now listen, great judgment came upon Jerusalem, but those who survived the judgment and came to Babylon in the captivity were quite changed in their conduct. That is, they behaved better. They behaved differently. They had been changed from the inside out. They looked like the same people, but they didn't act like the same people. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when, you know, we wonder why God allows us to go through some of the things we go through, experience some of the things we experience, some of it is for the glory of God, because God has a greater plan and a greater work. But then some of it is because of our own doings. Some of it is what we deserve. And we see God as a holy and a just God who will have mercy always without judgment, and that is far from the truth. Matter of fact, if God loves you, his word says, he'll correct you. He'll chasten you. He'll straighten you out. If he loves you, he loves you too much to let you have your own way, especially if your way isn't his way. And so even as God's chosen people historically, the Jews went through much of their situations and circumstances due to their own misbehaving and due to their disobedience to God and due to their rebellious spirit and hard-heartedness and stiff-neckedness, all because they thought God would not do anything about it. You see, sometimes you forget that he's loving and he's patient, and though he lets you get by, he won't let you get away. Sometimes it takes so long before he straightens you out, you think he's forgotten about a lot of the stuff that you've done, but he's just waiting on you to get it together, waiting on you to repent, waiting on you to come to yourself, waiting on you to get your mind right. And so here, these God's chosen people suffered judgment from God, and God allowed their enemies. And you know, that's one of the things about the Lord. You know, God will allow the enemy to do what the enemy wanted to do in the first place with limitations, depending on how much judgment that comes from his wrath. In other words, the enemy wants to take you out anyhow. But God won't let him take you out until you're worth taking out. In other words, when you show God that his way is not your way, When you show God that you don't want the high standards of God, when you show God that you're not willing to live holy and high for him, then he allows the enemy to come in and do what he always wanted to do in the first place. And for some, you know, when they get a whipping, they start making up their mind right then. I'm going to do better. I'm going to get it right, Lord. You ain't got to beat me all day and all night. I got it. They didn't get it for the beating start, but they got some sense now. And then there are others who want to stand up there and just beat me. I ain't going to cry. Beat me. I ain't going to run. Beat me. I'm going to take it like a man. And so he shows you that the enemy has no love for you. Now, listen to this, because what I want you to see is he says to those who were limited in the judgment and who escaped the captivity and made it back, listen, to Babylon, and was able to recognize what I got, I deserved. And see, that's one of the things, too, that you've got to come. You can't always blame everybody for your mess. There are some people who never want to take responsibility for their own hang-ups, their own mess-ups, their own mistakes. Don't ever want to take responsibility for what they've done wrong. It's always somebody else doing them wrong, always somebody else messing up. Well, what is the mess you did? What part did you play? And so when God deals with them and they come to themselves, there is a change that happens on the inside. It's amazing. We know stealing is wrong.
That's right. That's right.
But if we happen to get caught and get time, then we usually come to ourselves. We didn't want to go to church when we were free. But locked up, sometime we become preachers and missionaries and all behind closed bars. See, sometimes the Lord has to allow you to go through a little something for you to get yourself together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if he has to allow you to go through something to get yourself together, then well and good, especially when it changes all that makes you you from the inside out. Look at what he says again to him. He says, they shall comfort you when ye see their ways and their doings. And so the change that came over them had to do with their conduct. I mean, that is the fact, again, that they behaved better, they changed, they acted better, they changed how they did things, how they interacted, and the great comfort came to Ezekiel when he saw how these folk were an encouragement after the punishment. At least there was hope for them that they understood, because Ezekiel and many of the other prophets had preached and prophesied the word of God, and people heard it, but they didn't heed it.
All right.
Just like some of us do.
That's right.
Every Sunday morning you hear the word, and yet it has no effect. Still go and do what you want to do, act like you want to act, participate in worldly activity and never show any signs that you belong to God. People really couldn't tell you were saved unless you convinced them that you were a Christian. They couldn't tell it by your walk, couldn't tell it by your talk, couldn't tell it by your business dealings, couldn't tell it by your selections, couldn't tell you by the way you dress, couldn't tell it by the way you acted in any environment where Jesus should be lifted up. And so it's a difference when you say you're one thing and your actions show another. But what a comfort it was when Ezekiel saw that they were acting like what they said they were. If you're a child of the Most High God, then there ought to be some royalty in you.
That's right.
Listen, you ought to have, and character is truly what you are in the dark just as well as what you are in the light.
That's right. That's right.
You don't need somebody to be around you to do the right thing.
Right.
You do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. When you've got character, it's just a part of you. When it's deeply embedded in you, those realities are just a natural part of you. You'll find nobody's around you, and you cough, you put your hand over your mouth. Nobody's there. You fool around, you know, and have one experience after another. You know, you belch, you say, excuse me. Ain't nobody around you. It just comes out naturally. That's who you are. You know, whatever happens, it's who you are. And so when you do it, it just happened to be folk around when that happens, because you were going to do it that way anyway, because it was the right thing to do. So Ezekiel sees this, and he looks at the improvement. It's a welcome improvement over their conduct. And this change of conduct would be a great comfort to Ezekiel. It would be a great comfort and encouragement, so much so that God would show him that there was better ahead for the believers, for the children of God. Let me say this to you. I don't care how much word you have in you. When you give the word, when you impart the word, you desire to see the effects of the word in the hearts and the lives of those receiving the word. There ought to be some change in people because of the word. And you know the word is real. You know the word is powerful. But there is resistance on the part of the hearer who will not submit to the word, so the word can create the change. And so the prophet becomes discouraged. The pastor becomes discouraged. The teacher becomes discouraged when all of that word that was designed to bring about a change seems not to have an effect. And so when he saw their ways, listen to this, and their doing, when he understood, wait a minute, there's something different about them. Their ways have changed. You know, folk can have some ugly ways right in the church. They don't care nothing about they in the church. They just got some ugly, nasty ways right in the church. If you ain't careful, they'll cuss you out. Look at you, roll their eyes at you, and don't care nothing about you looking at them right in the church. We'll talk about you right in the church. We'll act the way that they act outside, right inside the church. They just got nasty ways. Nasty ways. And listen, if you got nasty ways, then your doings ain't much different. I said, if you got nasty ways, your doings aren't much different. Get with somebody who has nasty ways and everything about them is almost nasty. Just everything about them. The ways are prelude to the doings. The thoughts are prelude to the actions. And the ways, again, advertise what's coming. And the doings, listen, are the confirmations of the ways.
All right.
You're not going to have good ways and dirty doings. They don't mix. It's like oil and water. You can beat them and stir them together, but as soon as you stop putting the force together on them, they're going to start separating. They will not have fellowship together. So listen at this. If you look at people's doings, you can tell their ways. If you look at their ways, 9 out of 10 times, their doings are just like that. And this man was encouraged because sometimes folk can fool you with their ways, but their doings will confirm the facts. I thought you had changed. You know, because some of us know how to pretend and we know how to perform and we know how to come to church and we know how to put on the hallelujah smile and the hallelujah like the crab. Throw the hands up. But ain't no realness to it because the doings show that they've got no holiness in them. Those are the same hands that go up when they walk in the club and say, oh, they playing my song. It's just your Christian song. Listen. And so he's encouraged. He's comforted that the word is getting through. Something is happening. The change is coming over them. And yes, they've gone through some things. And yes, the Lord's allowed them to experience his judgment, but he didn't destroy them. And what a comfort it is, my brothers and sisters, to know that we have a God who comforts us with his word, and he's real about his word, and he wants us to be real about his word. He wants what's on the inside of us, which should be his word, to change the inside to mirror his word, so much so that it affects our ways and our doings, so much so that we will become an encouragement to others. People can look at you and say, man, I used to be a terrible fella right there. That sister wasn't that nice at one time. But by the word of God, they can see the change. Any witnesses know what I'm talking about? For some, it might have taken a little longer than others, but you can say, I thank God the word is changing me. I no longer am the same. No, I didn't change overnight, but thank God I can see a change. You can see a change, and I know God sees a change. How many would be real enough and say, he's still changing me? Some of y'all sitting there like you've already been changed completely. That right there tells me you got some nasty ways. Because you're lying and pretending right here in the church of God. Look, second point. That was the comfort from the conduct. But now let's look at the comfort from the cause. It says, ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God. Here God reminds Ezekiel that God did not bring great judgment upon Jerusalem without important reasons. God did not allow judgment to fall upon Jerusalem without important reasons. I'm not talking about the little stuff. I'm talking about the great stuff that they had done to disobey and rebel against the word of God, the will of God, and the way of God. Without reason, he had been patient and kind and loving and merciful for too long. had given them chance after chance after chance